Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, last Friday, we went into some detail talking about how we can increase in wisdom, how we can get more wisdom. We said, you must value wisdom. The Bible said wisdom cries for you. And what must we do? We must cry out for it. We must hunger and desire for it. We also said, you must be teachable, among other things. Now, what's happening in being teachable, God is giving you wisdom. But the question is, will you receive it? See, there's a lot of folk that God's given them wisdom, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want it like that. It means I got to change. It means I'm wrong. And they just don't want it that way. They don't want to hear it. And when you refuse truth, what else is there? If you reject the truth and refuse the truth, you refuse the counsel of God, there's nothing left but lies to believe. And the moment you do that, the devil's going to be right there with an alternative, which is not the truth. And that's how folk deceive themselves. But we went on to talk about this last week, that one way you become wiser is through association with wisdom. Remember that? Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. The English says, keep company with the wise and you will become wise. Do you believe that? How many in this place believe that? You hang around wise people. I'm not talking about for 5 minutes a year. You hang around where wisdom is spoken, wisdom is discussed, wisdom is taught, wisdom is lived, wisdom is demonstrated. What's going to happen to you? You will become wiser. You run with a bunch of idiots, a bunch of fools. I don't care how smart you started out. Will it affect you? 1 Corinthians says, evil communications corrupt good manners. It will corrupt you. We're going to see that word again tonight, corrupt. Do not think that you are so strong within yourself in God that you're impervious to any amount and any extent of association with wrong and evil. Oh, it won't bother me. So you listen to people talk junk all day. Ah, it won't bother me. It already has. The thing about it, it's subtle. I said it's subtle. And because it happens gradually, you're not seeing it. But if you're away from somebody for a year or two, and then they see you again, they'll see it. So it's real simple. Govern the amount of time you're spending with people in groups of people according to how much you want to be like them. Right? You might say, what about me influencing them? That's great. But are you? Be honest with yourself. Who's influencing who here? You spend a day with them, a week with them. Are they really getting more holy or are you more carnal? Which one's going on? The Lord's talking to some folks right now. Amen. Hmm?
Yes, sir.
No. Anyway, it is an absolute truth. You walk with wise, you become wiser. Now, the Lord knows this. He's the one that said it. So He has plans for you and divine connections for you with people that have more faith than you, that know more of Him than you do, that have more wisdom and understanding and knowledge of the holy than you do. And if you'll follow His plan, you'll wind up at the right places, at the right times in your life, with the right people. And what'll happen to you? From year to year, you'll become stronger and wiser. Right?
Yes, sir.
The devil also knows this.
Yep.
And so what would you suppose he seeks to do? He seeks two things. He seeks to separate you from those God has joined you to. Can you see this? The enemy is a divider. Jesus talked about this. Big part of what he does. He is a separator. He is a severer. And one of his big objectives is to separate you from the people God has intended that you fellowship with, because a whole lot of things you're only going to get by being with them. Let me give you another illustration. The Bible said Jesus is the head. We are the body. Now you see my hand moving around here. The direction to make this hand do this is coming from where? The head. But did it come through the air from the head to the hand? No. It came through a number of other body parts. It came from the head, but through the neck and through the shoulder and through the upper arm and through the lower arm and through the wrist. What if the hand and the wrist have a falling out and get offended at each other? And the hand says, no, I'm tired of you, wrist. And the wrist says, well, I'm tired of you. The hand says, wrist, wrist, wrist. All wrist in the morning, wrist at noontime, wrist when I'm sick of wrist. And the wrist says, well, I'm sick of you. I mean, you're always exposed. Everybody sees you. And I'm the one supporting you, and I'm the one backing you, so forget you. And the hand says, just me and the head. That's all I need, just me and the head. Does that work?
No.
If the hand cuts itself off from the wrist, so much of what it gets from the head is designated of the Lord to flow through these body parts to it. Can you see why the devil seeks to engender strife and friction and problems, particularly between the people God has joined you to? Because if he can get you and them to get offended and bent out of shape and cut off from each other, then he has effectively cut off the supply from the head to you. Oh yeah, you can still go to the Lord and pray, and there's some things you can get direct from the head, but there's a lot of things you're only going to get through the parts he's joined you to. He's not going to change it because y'all decided to not walk in love. So God is the one who implemented these principles. He knows if you walk with wise, you become wiser. So he has ordained throughout your life people that you're to be joined to and fellowship with, and groups and individuals and groups of people. The devil knows this. So he seeks to separate you from these people. And then he has other people he seeks to join you to. That's going to take you down the road to destruction with them. Sinning buddies. Doubting buddies. Unbelieving and fear buddies. Are y'all with me on this?
Yes.
The devil has for you fear buddies. God has for you faith buddies. The devil has for you fool buddies. Y'all can go out together and act a fool. You can get drunk together. You can get high together. You can do stupid stuff together. You can waste all your money and tear up your car. You can kill yourself. The Bible talks about fools would not live out half their days. Ecclesiastes says, why should you be overmuch foolish and die before your time? There's a whole lot of people that die. And the thing that's aggravating about it is some preacher stood up over some, you know, young person's casket and said, well, God in his infinite wisdom saw fit to take him because he was lonely in heaven and he needed another angel in the choir. No, no. They were foolish. And they died before their time. That's the truth. Are you with me? It's just by the grace of God that I'm standing up here before you. Because I did some foolish stuff. Don't look at me like that. Anybody else? Ah, some stuff I did. Wrecks I had. And walked away. And I mean, you know, you too. Just the grace and mercy of God. But what if we had been walking in the wisdom of God back then?
Oh, wow.
Then we wouldn't have gone through that stuff.
Right.
We wouldn't have been acting a fool.
Right.
Like that. What grieves me so is to see young people. You know, teenagers. Dead at 13. Dead at 15. Dead at 16. Why? Acting a fool. Trying to impress somebody. Doing something stupid. That ought not be. That's not our kids.
No.
That's not our youth.
Because
we have the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
And we know who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
And we ain't got to do something stupid because somebody dared us to.
Right.
We're not so insecure that we have to prove that we're a man.
Right.
Hmm? I dare you. What does that mean? Bop, chicken, chicken, bop, bop. You should just say, you look real dumb doing that. You're the one clucking. When you know who you are in Jesus, you are secure in Him. You don't have to do a bunch of stupid stuff to prove that you're a man or you got any courage.
Right.
Takes more courage to walk away while people are clucking and carrying on.
Amen.
We're going to all jump off. We're going to all do this. We're going to all drive our cars, you know, 100 miles an hour across the track before the train gets there. Say, well, I'm going home. Hope I see you at school. You got fools, and you got wise.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Counsel of the Ungodly, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602G. That's R-1602G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.